This is Vincent and Victor on 96.5 CBOS FM, and we are at Burroughs Secondary School to figure out if teens here have a healthy lifestyle.
And to all you parents and teens out there, I suggest you stay tuned for this one.
So let's start off with what a couch potato is. And according to sources, a couch potato is someone who spends a majority of their time sitting on the couch lazing around. This may sound familiar because, one, that's me and a lot of people I know. Has this been apparent in your child? Have they been constantly lazing around on their phone, computer, or other technological device? If so, they may be experiencing an unhealthy lifestyle.
And their lifestyle may not only affect them, but everyone around them. Being healthy is a key factor to living a good life, and, you know, I think living a good life would mean you have a good life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll help you to avoid diseases such as diabetes, obesity, cancer, and so much more.
So let's get into more of what these negative effects are. So first of all, if they spend most of their time, let's say, laying on a couch watching TV with a bag of chips, they're very much prone to high cholesterol due to the processed food that is inside that bag that you're munching on.
And yes, it might be okay to eat it once in a while, but it's not beneficial to eat it every single day.
Especially if they do not spend their extra time going outside and being active. Studies show that being outside and staying active will, in fact, decrease the chance of obesity.
In fact, according to sources, physical activity has been shown to reduce the risk of over 25 chronic conditions, including coronary heart disease, stroke, hypertension, breast cancer, colon cancer, type 2 diabetes, and osteoporosis.
I guess it really is better to get off that couch and start exercising sooner than later.
And that's a good mindset to have, as most teenagers don't realize this because their mental state is set into eating processed food such as McDonald's and pizza.
There's also a very, very easy way to view and understand what you're eating and what it is that's inside of the food you're eating. The Canada Food Guide.
Astonishingly, many don't refer to the Canada Food Guide, which is there to ensure that people are living a healthy lifestyle while receiving their daily values.
And for those of you who have been living under a rock and don't really know what that is, how it works is that it separates food into the four different food groups and it provides information on the serving amount that each person needs. In fact, you can just easily search it up on the internet and find the entire thing right there available to you.
Wow, that sounds easy to access, especially since technology is such a big factor. We can use technology to help become healthier.
Of course you can. And interestingly, according to the CDC, or Center for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2013, 27.1% of high school students were surveyed and participated in at least 60 minutes per day of physical activity on all 7 days before the survey. And only 29% attended physical education class daily.
Wow, that's not even half the students, and I can't even count to 10.
Okay, but also, interestingly, again according to the CDC, being overweight and obesity, which are influenced by physical inactivity and a poor diet, can increase one's risk for diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, asthma, arthritis, and even poor health status.
Man, that's a lot of different diseases or disorders you can get just due to the lack of exercise and bad eating habits. You know, I guess it is crucial to living a long, healthy life, huh?
Yeah. And in fact, I feel like going for a run after learning about this stuff. But before that, let's hear what some grade 11 students have to say about their eating habits and their amount of physical activity.
I'm here with Abina, a grade 11 student at Burroughs Secondary School. So, how much exercise do you get daily or weekly?
Very little. Maybe every day walking to and from school, and maybe 3 times a week over an hour of exercise in different activities.
Why don't you get a recommended amount of exercise? Like, what's stopping you?
Schoolwork. Physics, biology, and just other stuff. And then by the time everything else gets done that has to be done, there's no time.
Do you think you have a diet that is healthy for you?
Yes.
Why do you think so?
Because I eat out of all the four food groups, and I consider it to be like healthy foods and like not an excessive amount of junk, I guess.
Do you ever follow Canada's Food Guide, or at least its recommended values?
No.
What is your daily meal plan?
it depends on the day, but in the breakfast foods, maybe sometimes cereal or toast. Lunch is maybe a sandwich, and dinner is maybe rice and curry.
Now I'm here with Vinusen, another grade 11 student. So how much exercise do you get daily?
At least 3 times a week. I usually go weight room and sometimes I walk home.
So it looks like you have a lot of exercise. Do you think you're getting a recommended amount of exercise?
Yeah, I think so, because like, if you balance it out with the workload I get every day, I think I spend a reasonable amount of time working out.
Do you think you have a diet that is healthy for you?
Definitely not, because I don't really have time to like see what I'm eating and like choose what I'm eating. I just choose what's available in the fridge.
Okay. Do you follow Canada's food guide, or at least refer to it?
No, never.
Okay. What is your daily meal plan, or what meals do you eat or don't eat?
It's like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They all like consist of healthy food, but like I don't usually eat breakfast, and sometimes brunch and dinner.
Did you know that if you don't eat breakfast, you're caught eating a lot more during lunch and dinner while you eat high-calorie snacks to keep your hunger intact?
Yeah, I know that, just I don't have the time for eating because I'm always late for school.
Thank you.
Wow, those are some very interesting results.
I agree. Did you also notice that the students seem to either do one or the other?
In fact, I did. One student ate healthy but got no exercise, and another got exercise but didn't eat healthy.
That's very interesting to consider, seeing as they'll only have time for one of them. But both of them didn't seem to be referring to the food guide.
So I think that it's clearly established students need to be healthy by having both a healthy diet and meeting an average of 60 minutes of daily exercise daily. And according to sources, 80% of teens worldwide do not get their daily value of exercise.
Wow, 80%. Think about that for a sec. That's a very big number. And being fit can easily be accomplished by using your resources such as the Canada's Food Guide, or even just using some sort of calorie or serving counter, which can easily be found as apps on your phone or just online. It's also very, very simple to stay fit, as you can just have some sort of exercise schedule, or if you're still in school, you can take a phys ed class.
It's important to get off of that chair and stay away from any kind of fast food or junk food, because it can be detrimental to your health.
Definitely. Especially if you feel inclined to be eating more of those types of food. Because we know that healthier options aren't necessarily the cheapest alternative. But the health benefits that they'll bring you will be more worth than your, say, $2 coupons for McDonald's.
It's key to stay healthy, as these are the types of habits you bring with you throughout your whole life.
We don't want any fat, lumpy potatoes here.
You know, of course not, but if we were, we'd want fresh potatoes, right? And to get fresh potatoes, water is an important factor to make sure that you are healthy and it is healthy.
Going with that, statistics say that males should drink at least 13 cups of water a day, and females should drink about 9 cups. It is extremely important to stay hydrated if you're trying to stay healthy, because hydration is what keeps you refreshed and going on.
And there you have it. Clearly, teens need to have these type of healthy lifestyles to avoid negative impacts towards their body.
And with that said, this is CBOS 96.5 FM, Vincent and Victor, signing off. Have a good one, folks.